Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast.
Okay, I want to address this situation with this insane soundbite that's been floating around. Kane didn't think we needed it. He's like, it's not news. He doesn't want to talk about it.
All I said, it just sows division. Doesn't do anything.
It does.
Else.
Well, let me snuff some of the embers out here. First off, let me set it like this. I think I've only met Dan Crenshaw in person one time. He's been on the show, and I grilled him about red flag laws, and that was fun. But he came on the show, and we, you know, I was like, wait a minute. Now, you said this. How are you squaring this way? You can go back and find it in our audio. I think it's on YouTube, actually. And we went, you know, back and forth a bit on some of that. And he has... there is a segment of the Republican Party that's of vote. There's a segment of the right that's going after him. And he's gotten into fights with Marjorie Taylor Greene. I always question if it's the best judgment to pick a fight with someone who's on your side, if it's not necessary to pick that fight. You don't have to attend every fight to which you're invited, and you don't have to pick fights either. Here's the thing. Sometimes, and then, okay, here's me, and I'm going to play this audio. Here's me with my tinfoil hat, and you might think I'm crazy on this. So the other me that, you know, is like the little, your inner voice wears a tinfoil hat, right? And my little tinfoil hat me is going, but Dana, if you saw that Republicans were going to deliver a shellacking to Democrats coming up at midterms, and you wanted to sow division and try to mitigate that, wouldn't you get them to fight with each other? And I'm like, ooh, you're right, little me. Right? That's what I think.
That's what's happening.
Yeah. So I kind of wonder, the people who push this, I'm like, are you a plant? That's the tinfoil hat me telling
you. You see it with Trump and DeSantis.
Right. They're trying to get Trump and DeSantis to fight. And now they're trying to get Mitch McConnell involved in it, which is the stupidest thing I've ever seen. Stop believing this trash. So let me set this soundbite up. Crenshaw was at a Texas Montgomery Tea Party thing, and he was speaking. And a 10-year-old stood up and asked him a question. Now, this factors into my reasoning here a little bit later on. But this wasn't just a random 10-year-old that was plucked from the ether. The 10-year-old and the 10-year-old's family apparently are volunteers for his primary campaign opponent, which I think you need to have that information to consider what's happening here. So I'm going to play this. And now it's not excusing it. I'm just telling you because that's going to factor into what I say coming up. But I'm going to play part of the soundbite for you. Because he's getting blasted over this. This whole thing is so stupid. Listen.
To give context to anyone who hasn't heard, Crenshaw said, quote, the most important thing here is that we have important hero archetypes that we look up to. Jesus is a hero archetype. Superman is a hero archetype. Real characters, too. I could name 1,000. Rosa Parks, Ronald Reagan, end quote. I can't wrap my head around this.
Well, I'll help you. Put a period after the word Jesus and don't question my faith.
Wow.
Okay,
wow, to a 10-year-old girl. Way to go, guy.
There's...
You moron.
What?
So...
Talk to a kid like
it went
that.
On.
Don't question my faith.
Oh, okay.
You guys can ask questions about all of these things, and I will answer them. But don't question my faith.
I can question your faith if this is what you said.
That's... I mean, you can read the quote again, but nowhere in that quote am I saying Jesus is not real. That's a ridiculous statement. Of course he's the Son of God. Of course he's the Son of God, and of course he's real.
You can't say two different things. You can say that on a podcast, and you can say this here.
On the podcast, nobody would have understood it that way. I think you're twisting it that way.
Okay, so let's... This whole thing is stupid, and this is why it's stupid. First off, I'm kind of an expert on this. If you question that, then I'll ask you, when's the last time that you sat in an arena of thousands of people on national television as children were primed by anti-gun activists and people on the left to drag your family through the mud and question your mothering and try to invoke your kids as political pawns, which my kids and their friends were livid over, by the way. But I digress. First off, Dan Crenshaw's reaction was stupid. It was stupid. There's no other way to say it. And I can say this again as someone who sat in an auditorium and dealt with this after Parkland on a national scale. His reaction is dumb. Secondly, adults who use children as political pawns are shameless and they should be ridiculed out of politics. Shame on that mother. I've been in politics. I brought my kids to rallies. I have gone to great lengths to prevent my children from engaging in activism. Because I know how caustic this industry is. And you can't delete things and you can't forget them. This little girl's 10 years old. A 10-year-old is not following this. I'm sorry, they're not. I homeschooled my kids. And my kids are ridiculously smart. One's going into law school. They're honor roll kids. One's got scholarships. They're ridiculously smart and they're very politically savvy. When they were 10 years old, they did not follow politics. So I don't buy that at all. And even if they were remotely interested in it, there is no way in hell I consider it good parenting, especially when it's a political stunt. And that's what this was. It's a political stunt. You had somebody who worked for the primary opponent's campaign have their kid get up and ask Crenshaw a question, and Crenshaw reacted stupid. It was stupid reaction. You're never, when people use kids like the left does, and that's a leftist tactic, by the way, when they use kids, you have to immediately realize that you're never, ever, ever going to be able to be in an aggressive position when that is the optic. You can't be. Someone needed to be the parent in that room because apparently the parent wasn't doing it. So it fell to him and he didn't do it either. The whole thing is stupid. It was a political stunt. He reacted dumb. That this was a dumb stunt that was carried out by asking this question and using your kid to do it. Go home. It's all stupid. And the fact that people are making such a ridiculously big deal out of this is equally stupid. I'm so glad that we have all of our problems solved that we can do this crap. We can fabricate things on which to fight each other over. Now, as for his statement, I'm going to be straight up honest with you. And you guys know I'm very old school. I am the gif of the Hulk throwing the little boy into the body of water. I just don't have time for nonsense. I'm the adult in the room. I'm not your kid's friend. I feel like Bob Fossil right now from Mighty Boosh. I'm your friend, but I'm not your wife, which has a deeper meaning. The whole point of this, his statement, he was talking about people to look up to. He wasn't saying that Jesus was a fictional character. And I can't even believe that our reading comprehension, even if it's for the purpose of staging a political stunt, is to the point where that has to be explained. If anyone was confused at that statement, they need assistance understanding. I think I don't believe that 10-year-old listened to the podcast. I didn't listen to the podcast. I didn't even know what he said. I don't care. I read the quote and I was like, I get it. I get what he was saying. So trying to make that an issue and then pulling this kind of stunt and then fabricating this thing is dumb. His response was ridiculous. There was a better way to handle that. And he failed that test. But the whole thing was stupid. If you're going to get upset over a politician, get upset over what they do in office. Don't use a leftist tactic of sending your kid out there. That's lame. Are you a conservative? Because no conservative I know uses their kids like this. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's embarrassing. The Kel-Tec's commitment to innovation and quality truly sets them apart. a privately owned family company that began making one-of-a-kind American-made firearms in 1995. In 1999, Kel-Tec launched their brand on the scene by forever redefining the concealed carry handgun. And from that point on, Kel-Tec continues to innovate and create never-before-seen firearms, pistols, rifles, and shotguns alike, never copying firearms, always innovating new ones. Kel-Tec believes in respect, family, the right to bear arms, and in the love we all have for our great country. They do things right. All Kel-Tec firearms are proudly made right here in America in a true family culture that embraces every employee and where people are genuinely happy to come to work. The Kel-Tec's commitment to innovation and quality truly sets them apart. Find out more about Kel-Tec firearms by visiting KelTecWeapons.com for a deeper dive on all aspects of their innovative firearms. That's KelTecWeapons.com to learn more about my friends at Kel-Tec. Kel-Tec, game-changing innovation and performance.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five, brought to you by Kel-Tec.
So the 49th Annual March for Life takes place on January 21st, later this week on Friday. And it's interesting because there were a bunch of restaurants that were canceling some of their events there. This was weird. I was reading this piece from Town Hall, and it said that there was this restaurant where... This restaurant where they were canceling. I think they're trying to protect the restaurant's name. They were canceling some of the events, saying that they refunded their deposits, et cetera, et cetera. Busboys and Poets, apparently. They said, "We welcome conversations from individuals expressing different viewpoints, but we cannot knowingly accept events designed to fund an agenda which our community members believe trampling on the rights of others." Blah, 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 blah. Wait, where are the people who were like, "Bake the cake," and have been for 10 years going after Jack Phillips in Colorado? Where are y'all at? Where y'all at? Because by your logic, they should be forced to accommodate them, right? I don't understand this. Space is making human blood destroy itself, and scientists are baffled. Maybe it's because we're not meant for space. I don't know. This strange phenomenon is called space anemia, and it's plaguing astronauts even after they return home. I had no idea. The medical term for the destruction of red blood cells is hemolysis. I think so. Researchers aren't actually sure why it occurs at a quicker rate with astronauts. They've been studying 14 astronauts over a period of 6 months, and all of them were at the ISS. And so they were breathing into these canisters. They had to bring all the cans back to Earth. They were checking their breath for carbon monoxide. So it's an ongoing study that is just, it's baffling them. Oh boy. An animal sacrifice sees a drunk priest allegedly behead a man instead of the goat that he was supposed to behead. This is why you don't behead stuff. A drunk priest in India apparently killed a man during an animal sacrifice for their some celebrations they were having on Sunday. It said that the incident happened by mistake. The victim, a 35-year-old man named Suresh, was holding the goat meant for sacrifice, and the drunk priest accidentally cut off his head instead of the goat's. That's bad. Oh, man. Wow.
And the reason why it's replicating and mutating, it's because of unvaccinated people who are doing their own research online.
You are so... I can't stop for a minute. I'm not going to get through it. It's not going to happen. I feel you all pulling for me, but it's not going to happen. Welcome back to the show. I'm Dana Lash. I know Don, right? I like his significant other. I think I get along with that dude more than I get along with him. I like Don. Don's had me on his show. I've been on set with him. We get along. He's wrong. First off, that is not how they mutate. Oh my gosh, what in the world? How do I science? That's not how they mutate. They mutate because they're reacting to, ladies and gentlemen, as you know, the injection, right? We have entered a whole new world. We're at the event horizon. It is a whole new world.
Yeah.
And sidebar, remind me to talk about Foundation, the show.
Okay.
And for the first time in history of the universe, Kane, a virus can mutate just by like existing as itself with no other outside variables introduced.
Well, we know by our guest, Dr. Geert Vandenbosch told us all about it.
You mean the scientist?
Yeah. The vaccinologist?
The guy who's a doctor and who likes science and medicine mm-hmm. and has studied it longer than Don Lemon's been alive?
Yep.
Wow. Okay, I'm sorry. Play the rest of this. I didn't mean to interrupt you. You were doing such a good job. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Replicating and mutating. It's because of unvaccinated people.
Oh my gosh, it's not
who
that.
Are doing their own research online. I can't do my own research better than experts who have devoted their lives
oh my
to
gosh.
Medical and scientific research. When I tell people, I said, you know, they'll say, well, I've been doing my own research, and last week I was in Miami. I said, how did you get to Miami? I flew. That's science.
What? So,
The dude has lost it.
First off, I've watched producers hand him a packet that they've prepared. He doesn't do his own research. I've literally been on his set, sitting to his right as a guest on his program on set in the building with him, and I've watched a producer hand him a packet. They do the prep for him, and they hand it to him. You know how that's how that works, right? That's how they do it. They hand you packets. I've had the in-ear monitor in my ear. I've heard producers feeding other people on CNN info before because I worked there. I've heard it. You hear the producers talking. Sometimes they don't close certain channels. I mean, just own it. People do their own research. Oh my gosh. How dare thou learn something without being told by thy government first? 'Tis not allowed. That's what he's saying. Ask him to use autodidact in a sentence and watch him stroke out. Dude, I can't. Oh. But that's people who they think they can do their own research. Just because you can't do your own research doesn't mean that everyone else can. That's the thought of elitism, and it's anti-American, actually, to think that you have to be a certain expert in a field to even hold a position on anything related to that field, or that you have to be somehow an expert in a particular area of policy in order to even have an opinion on a piece of legislation that's being considered that by people who represent you. It's antithetical to the republic. Of the people, by the people, and for the people. Stop. This year, Valentine's Day is as easy as a kiss. Keep it simply soft with loungewear, pajamas, and underwear from Tommy John. Give a gift of Tommy John loungewear's soft tri-blend and micro-modal fabrics with four-way stretch, so they'll keep feeling the comfort and love all year long. And when the loves in your life are wearing Tommy John, they're that much more comfortable, so they can do everything better. And that's why Tommy John doesn't have customers. They have fanatics who call Tommy John lounge joggers quote-unquote buttery soft and the best pants ever. With over 17 million pairs sold, Tommy John's made couples across the country comfier than ever. Let them do the same for you, your Valentine, and everyone on your gift list. Plus, there's no risk. Every gift is backed by Tommy John's best pair you'll ever wear or its free guarantee. Get 20% off your first order right now at TommyJohn.com/Dana. Keep it simply soft with loungewear, pajamas, and underwear from Tommy John. Visit TommyJohn.com/Dana for 20% off your first order. TommyJohn.com/Dana. See site for details.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
I always like the cow. Okay, so this is fascinating to me. Here's a big O headline. A shirtless Florida man threatens people in a Marshalls before cops arrest him in a viral TikTok. A shirtless man was arrested in Homestead, Florida. He threatened people inside of a Marshalls. People there were just, you know, doing their shopping. It's Marshalls, right? In a viral video of the altercation, a man berated customers about the Constitution, called someone a slur, and said he would beat the blank out of someone inside the store. And the video is amazing. He's shirtless. He's going back and forth in this Marshalls. People are just like going and shopping for some everyday items. And he's like going back and forth between what looks like Athleta leisure and then some of like the home accessories. And people had to run out of the store. It was crazy. I don't know. So there, I love the fact that there was video. He says, get the blank out of the store. If you don't believe in the Constitution, I'll beat the blank out of you, which is very constitutional, apparently. Yeah. You know, so the cops showed up. And he was let out of the store in handcuffs. And then he was screaming F everything, whether it was the police, the system. And he needed to pick a side. He really did. Good grief. I mean, I wanted to play the video, but every other word is finable. So there you go. A Florida man stops to charge his ankle monitor while committing a crime.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
You have to do that?
Charge your ankle monitor?
Yeah.
I didn't. You asked me like I know about ankle monitors. So this was Tuesday early evening yesterday. DeSoto County Sheriff's Office began receiving numerous calls about somebody riding through homeowners' properties on a red side-by-side. The man, Joshua Shane Kreider, approached one caller and asked if he could use their electric outlet to charge his ankle monitor. So the goodness, he ended up getting apparently he was on house arrest, but he has an extensive history: battery, burglary, grand theft, resisting arrest, several felonies. So he was taken back in because clearly he was doing things that were in violation of what his house arrest. So yeah, let's see. Then we have this story. Oh my. I had a couple. I can't read that one. No, this is so, you know, the headlines sometimes are so misleading.
Yes.
And then, no, I'm not gonna.
So true.
A Florida female was arrested and she had cocaine in a baggie that was kept in I can't.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.